Oh. What did Mav do here? I guess he emptied it out. Okay. Oh. Sunday night. Hilchos Kriya Shema, Simen Samach Aleph, Seif Yud Gimel, Achar Posuk Rishon, after the first Posuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Avokeinu Hashem Echad. Tzorach Lomar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolom Voed, Achashoy, quietly. So, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, the story of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolom Voed. Sifkon Chavtes, the Yimlo Omar, Yishdeil Ben Aposkim and Machzirinos, if you have to repeat and go back and say Shema with Baruch, you know, from, you don't go back to Shema, but you start with Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoli Olam Vo'ed. Ayin B'mogan Avram, Vayin B'bir Halachot. So, it's certainly Drabonon, let's not get carried away. The din of saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoli Olam Vo'ed is certainly not the Araisa. It's not part of Kriya Shema. You open a Chumash, you see what Kriya Shema is. There ain't no Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Vo'ed there. But the Rabbanon, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Vo'ed. So the question is, how vital did Rabbanon deem it to make you say it over? So the Bir Halacha indeed has an Arichus, and his Maskana is that his Maskana is not to go back for it and say it. However, the Achronim or Chashulchan and others make the following Poshet Achilik. If you've said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Vo'ed without Kavona, and you have not started yet the Ohav Tois Hashem Elokecha, so you should say again, you should go back, so to speak, and say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Vo'ed with Kavona. Once you start the Ohav Tois, or the Ohav Tois, as it's properly said, then you don't go back. That's the Maskon of the Bir Halacha. Okay, b'chashoy, quietly. So there's a famous story, Yishek Shekori Yaakov Avinu, while the B'shalom Lubonov, B'keish L'galos L'hem Esakeitz, K'duchsiv Agidu L'chem Eitz, Asher Yikra Eschem Bachris Hayomet, Nistalkam Yimenu Shechino, V'lo Hinichu L'galos. So Omer Lubonov, Shem Yish Bochem Yishenu Hogem, maybe there's a psul in my Zera, Poschu Kulam V'omru Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alok Yisrael, and they're actually talking to Yisrael, right? Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Pasuk Zokein, Yaakov Avinu said, thanking Hashem, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Vo'ed. V'yomer Rabbonon, so Rabbonon said, Hechi Navid. Namrei Lo Amar Moshe. It's not in the Torah. It's not part of the saying of Kriya Shema. This Shevach, this great Shevach of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Vo'ed, is not, Moshe Rabbeinu left it out. It's not part of Shema. Lo name Omer Yaakov. It's worthy of saying. It's a fitting shvach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If there is a proclamation of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so it's a fitting shevach. So tiknu lomar also b'chashoy, quietly. So there's a lot of Torah said on that, but the Mishnah Berurah says a simple explanation. V'hu heker. Sheinu min apar shaksuv b'toyra, rak Yaakov Amaru. Saying it quietly is poshut a heker. It's a way of just denoting the fact that it's not the Araisa. So Yom Kippur saying it loud is based on a different medrash that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down. A different story of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Vo'ed. And that is, Kishe Ola Moshe L'moro, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim to receive the Torah, he heard the Malachim uttering this great Shevach, and he sort of stole it from them. They didn't have a copyright, apparently. They forgot to copyright it, so he was able to take it and teach it to Klal Yisrael that they should say it. So then the Gemara goes on to say, but it's a super big Shevach. We don't appreciate what it means. We don't appreciate, of course, the Kabbalistic, stuff that goes on when you say it, what it actually refers to, Kavod Malchuso. So really it's not worthy, we're not roy to say it, like it belongs indeed by the Malachim, indeed like Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, stole it, that's Loshon HaMedrash. It doesn't belong by mortal people. So we say it quietly to denote that we're not roy of saying it, to say it. But on Yom Kippur, when we're like Malachim, and we're without chait, so then we deem ourselves worthy of saying it, and then we say it loud. So why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah bring this down? He brings it down in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Why doesn't he bring it down here? That's a good question. What? He should bring down that inyan of saying it and the reason to say it b'chashoy. He should bring it down at least like, according to this, there's no rationale based on the Mishnah Berurah here to say it loud on Yom Kippur. I don't know good teretz. Also, nafkamina is when you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Sol Yom Voed outside of the context of saying Kriya Shema, could you say it loud? So according to that other medrash, you should never say it loud. And according to this, it has to do with Kriya Shema, to show that it's not really a part of Kriya Shema. It's not really a D'oraisa part of Kriya Shema.
Is there any other hacker you have to make on Yom Kippur to show that it's not?
Okay, let's move on. It's a good question. So why like, it's strange that the Mishnah Berurah here, so it would be schwer. Why in Yom Kippur do you say aloud? Yom Kippur, you're not making that hecker. And according to that medrash, so why does the Mishnah Berurah bring down that medrash? That medrash should have you saying it quietly always. Some say it, some sidurim, if you ever say, you say ona b'chayach, it's in karbonos. So some sidurim say to say it b'lachash. The last sentence is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ovi Yolam Voed. Some sidurim say to say it b'lachash. It could be that the pshat is like this. The primary saying of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ovi Yolam Voed is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we say it in Kriya Shema? It's because of the story of Yaakov. And, but then why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah bring on that reason to say it quietly? Maybe if Yaakov said it, so in the context of saying it in Kriya Shema, maybe you wouldn't have to say it loud. You wouldn't have to say it low. But then in Yom Kippur we say it loud. Nope. I don't know. Tzorichin, I didn't see anybody discuss it. Maybe I'll come across something, I'll let you know. Tzorich lahatzik ma'ad bein li'olam vo'ed, which are the last two words of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Vo'ed, li'ohavta. Properly said, today lahafsik bein kabbalas malchushmaim l'shor mitzvahs. In other words, the first parsha in general is kabbalas ol malchushmaim. The first pasuk is more pure kabbalas ol malchushmaim. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Once you start the ohavta, you're already talking about specific mitzvahs. So you make a pause to show that you're shifting gears. So Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ovi Olam Vo'ed is part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, like part of Shema Yisrael. So you stop a little, you pause a little after the Olam Vo'ed. Hagod the Ramah says, just how to read the first pasuk, Yesh Lahafzik B'Pasuk Rishon Ben Yisrael LaHashem. In other words, you break up the pasuk, Shema Yisrael, pause, Hashem Elokeinu, pause, Hashem Echad. That's what the Ramah here says, Yesh Lahafzik B'Pasuk Rishon Ben Yisrael LaHashem. Ubein alokeinu laHashem Hasheni, kidei sheyehi nishma Shema Yisrael ki Hashem shehu alokeinu hu Hashem echad. That's what will come out if you pause in the right places. V'yesh lahafzik ma'ad bein echad lebaruch. That also you pause a little. Ki ikar kibul malchus shemayim uposuk rishon. So you have the main kabbalas of malchus shemayim is Shema Yisrael. A secondary one is Baruch Shem. So you pause between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. You also pause between the Olam Vo'ed and the Ohavta, because Baruch Shem is also somewhat of Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim, pure, and V'yohavto is already focused on mitzvahs. Okay, and then the Ramah taught us how to split up the pausing of the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. Okay, Sif Tezvav, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolom V'ed, Gam Kein Bechal Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, who? Okay, Tzorech Lahamten Achrif Ma'at, pause a little. Tezvav Tzorech Lahatzik Bein Hayom Al Levavecha, Uvein Hayom Li Ahava, right, in order you have to say it, V'yu HaDvarim Ho'ele Asher Anochim Tzavecha Hayom, pause Al Levavecha, and the same in the second parasha, Asher Anochim Tzavecha Hayom Li Ahava, not Hayom Al Levavecha, or Hayom Li Ahava, but the pause is after Hayom. Shlo Yeinira Hayom V'lo L'mochar. When you say Asher Anochim Tzavecha Hayom, so then other rabbits, as we said before, a few days ago, the implication is Yu Beinecha B'chol Yom Chadoshim, as if it was given Hayom. Tezvav Tzorech La'atzik Bein Hayom Al Levavech Tezayin. Tzorech lahatzik bein nishba la'Hashem, or else it's nishba. Yeah, k'day lahatim yafe ha'ayin shlotei niris kehei. We don't make so much of a difference between an ayin and a hey, but you're really supposed to say nishba. It's like a deeper sound than if it would have a hey at the end of the word, you would say nishba. It would be more. There wouldn't be anything guttural there. With the ayin, it's supposed to be somewhat guttural. But if you don't pause between Nishba Hashem, then you lose that guttural sound. So that's what the Mechaber is saying, not to lose it. Shalotei Niris Kehei, that last ayin in Nishba. Tzorech Lahat is Zion Shal Tizkerus, if Yud Zion says, right, that we all know, that everybody learns. Shalot Hishtama Tizkeru, or Tizkeru, lying, or being hired. Fadi Kavodim Amsham Shanas Almanas L'Kabal Pras. Because the tongue is lazy. So if you don't specifically do it, it's going to sound like a sin. You have to, there's some words that if you're not careful to be madgish it, so the way you ask a speech therapist, you form the words, you mispronounce. Like Yitzchak's wife, if you're not careful, everybody says Rivka. The mouth is lazy. So you say Rivka, as if there's a fey there. Rivka. It takes work to say Rivka. So that's an example. There's a few letter combinations where that happens. Maybe we'll have some now. Yadgish Yud Shel Shema Yisrael, the Yud of Yisrael. Shaloti Bala, shouldn't get swallowed up. For Shaloti Roy Aleph, it shouldn't be Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Without the Yud. V'chein yud d'v'hoyu t'lo l'shtama v'ho'u l'amid beiz mishnah b'rosh l'chon orach nogat b'hani p'suki in Hilchos Kriyashma v'odin b'chol Kriyashma yirish lo'y lavli ahoysiyos. These are examples, but the truth is what you say, have to say Kriyashma carefully, pronounce and enunciate each syllable t'lo l'achlif b'olsiyos acheros b'vein posuk v'yohavto lo yeroa k'moyshe kori v'yohavto with a fey. You have to, again, the mouth, you're lazy. You have to, it's very easy to say with a fey. It takes an extra effort, the ohav, you know, to make sure you get the vey sound in there as opposed to a fey. Levavcha, nafshecha, modecha, meodecha. You have to pronounce each syllable. Taigavna b'chol kriyashma, yizor likros b'mitun, slowly, kol teva v'teva b'fneyatzmo, each word. Each syllable, really. The whole Kriyashma, not just these examples. So Yushlamu lo kol reishmem chesei varim, they said, as we had before, about the 248 Eivarim, 248 words. So each word. Imagine if you mess up on a word, you're going to lose that Eivar. So you'll be careful with each word. Cheneskel Eilbus of Kotten Vav, Ayin Lakamam Simasamach Beis, Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Aleph. What happens if you don't? That'll be in the next siman. It's Hashem. It is in the next siman. We will learn it in Yitzhak Hashem. You test. You have to pause. Bein v'chora la'af to lo l'shtama v'chora. Anytime you have a word that starts with an aleph, so if you don't pause between the word before it and that word, so it's going to sound like one word. You're going to lose the aleph, and it's going to sound like a different word entirely, like v'chora'af, v'chora'af. So you have to pause. Tzorach liten revach. Sivchof. Bein teva shetchilos of the kasov teva shalafoneha. You have to pause. It shouldn't sound like one lamed. You're going b'chol levavcha, al levavchem, b'chol levavchem. Esev b'sodacha. That's not so clear why that's an example, because obviously the first vase is without a dog age, the second vase is with a dog age. Why would they run together? Ta'abad detem mehira, akonof psil, same question as I asked by Esev b'sodacha. Eschem meyeres. So whenever you have that combination of the second word's first letter being the same consonant as the last word's last letter, you have to make sure to pause. It shouldn't run together. You don't want to make a long pause between them. It just means make sure a listener would be able to tell that there's two lamids. I will be komukom tzorach makaf bein tayim. I don't know if anybody here knows what a makaf is. I don't know who's listening. But anyway, makaf is a small bar you see in the siddur. In good siddurim, in good chumashim, there's a small bar between words. That small bar means the words go together. You should not pause too long. It connects the words. I don't know if they have it in other languages. It's push it a punctuation mark. What? A what?
Dash.
No, it's not a dash. A dash doesn't denote that you should put the words together. Adarabha, a dash denotes somewhat of a pause. A makaf shows that the words should go together. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you have a word like al levavchem, so there's a makaf there. So don't make a long pause, because the flow of the pasuk, these words belong together. Al-Lubavchem, the Torah wants you to say it together upon your heart, Al-Lubavchem. But you do have to pause ever so slightly to make sure it sounds like there's two lamids. It shouldn't sound like one lamid. Mishnah Berurah is just saying, don't make a long pause because there's a makaf there. So in Diktuk, a makaf means the words belong together. You're supposed to say them together. So, I will become a komtzorach makaf main time, keep a low makaf, if there wouldn't be a makaf there, tzorach rikos b'chol, b'cholok. Of a makaf bekomas. That's diktuk. You have to know when the O becomes O, when the O becomes an O. The shaila shmona esrei, the chol hachayim. So most sidurim have it, the chol hachayim, with an O sound, but the gro and others have it as an O. And it depends really if the chol hachayim are together or somewhat separate, as we're learning here in the Mishnah Berurah. Without a makaf, if it's more separate, you would say v'chol hachayim. But if it's v'chol hachayim, and all of life, and you're supposed to like put them together, then it would be the way the gro has it, indeed, with a komatz. But since we don't know what we're talking about, because we don't know any diktuk, so we'll just go weiter. But you do have to make sure that the two, that again, Va'avad tem mehera and al levavecha, that when you have that combination, or you have an aleph, all these things that we're learning, that you should have to be medaktik when you say Kriya Shema, to say each word completely and wholly and separately, and each syllable clearly. So you have to watch out from these combination of letters, of these types of combinations. The Shulchan Aruch is warning you. If a word starts with an aleph, it tends to run together with the last word. If the end of one word is the same letter as the beginning of the next word, it tends to run together, and so on and so forth. You have the lazy combination, the lazy things with rifka, or is it avadte mehera alavavchem? You have to make sure you stress that it's a vase. Levav. It's not easy. You have to practice. You want to be a good balkari. You have to practice saying rivka around 100 times. Make sure you say Rivka, 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 Rivka. It's not easy. Ask a speech therapist. A lot of them. Matt, say street. street. A lot, most people, I don't know, most, many, many people, because they're lazy, so street, they say as if there's an H there, street. And a speech therapist will hear you, she'll yell at you, you have to, street, street, there's no H in there, street, street. That's it, that's all. Okay. Tzorech b'chol aleph she'achar mem lahafzik b'neim. Divine v'limad tem osom. He doesn't even talk about the v'limad tem and v'avad tem. It's a shvonoch. It's a shvonoch, not a shvonoch. Right? Again, the mouth is lazy. The tongue is lazy. So it's easier to say v'avad tem. It's easy. It's hard to say v'avad tem. But that's what you're supposed to say l'chatchila. It's a shvonoch. V'avad tem. Or this word, v'limad tem. That's what you have to say. And you have to make sure it sounds like a dalet and a tough. V'limad tem. And you can't pause too much because then it'll sound like two words. And it's one word. You can't say v'limad tem. Okay, ukshartem osam. But he's talking about the combination of the aleph after the mem. So if you don't pause, it sounds like one word. V'limad tem osam. V'sam tem es. Urisem oso. So it's easy to sound like Urisem oso. Right? Uzachar temez, basasemesh, lo yeinir, kikore, mosom, or mace. Right? That's what it will sound like if you don't pause. Mishra Burus of Kotten Lamedalin, Elio Rabbi Ebi B'Shem Hashloh, Dua Din B'chol, Aleph Shachar Mem, Shatzarach Lahavsik, Vain Vavad Tem, Elohim Acherim. There you have twice in a row an aleph after a mem. Einechem asher zonim achareihem elokeichem asher leilokeichem ani elokeichem emes. Right? So that's a common combination of consonants. Kam kol tevish etchilosa aleph v'efsher shelo yagishena b'mivto, it'll get swallowed up. Sorech Hefsek, you're going Asher Anochi. So it's very easy to say Asher Anochi, and you'll lose the Aleph. Tatar Arzachem, Vatsares, Vatsares, Asher Ado, right? Dvorei Elev, Yom Hashem, Dabarel. Okay, so whenever there's an Aleph, so if you're not careful, you'll lose the Aleph. And Bechol Chai Gam Kol Tevish at Chilosa Yud, Sorech Lahargish, Lahadgish B'mivto. You have to stress it in pronunciation. The mifta means in pronunciation. Shlo yeroa kilonim shechas achar ateva shalofonea. Gain ben yifte. Lo yeroa kilon kore ben yifte. It flows together. You have to pause. It can easily sound like part of one word. Ben yifte. You'll lose the yud totally. You'll avoid all these problems if you say Kriya Shma slowly, and each word and each syllable, and you have to practice, stop pronouncing words correctly. Many people, even if they go slow, they don't pronounce words correctly because they never learned how to pronounce it correctly. It's a problem. I'll take this opportunity to warn everybody to make sure Shem Hashem properly. It's not Adinoi, and it's not Adonoi. It's with a, you have to make sure, and many, many people don't. You have to make sure it's with a choylem, ado, or you could say adoi if you want to be frum. I don't care about that. But don't say adi, because if you're very, very frum, you say adino. And you're so frum that you didn't, you're not yaitzer the bracha. Because adinoi is not his name. And adonoi, many people say it with a shva. So I'll take this opportunity, even though it's not what we're learning about. Don't be ashamed to practice. Don't be ashamed to take a tape recorder. There's a pasuk, Baruch Ato Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha, very small pasuk, five words. Talk into the tape recorder and see if you're saying Shem Hashem properly. It's Ado, first of all. That's a lachatchila. That it's a chatav patach. So it goes like together. Ado, not a. But that's okay, but the Eben, it's like the preferred way is to put it together. It's a chatav patach, so it's ado, and you say Baruch Ato Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha. It's a komatz. And even if you have a Sephardic Havara, but you're an Ashkenazi, but you've adapted the Sephardic Havara, because that's modern Hebrew does that. So that's a shayla in the poiskim. It's a shayla in the poiskim. What do you do with Hashem's name? Because to an Ashkenazi, Adonai is a choyel word. It's a non-sacred word. It means my masters, Adonai, to an Ashkenazi. So if someone is an Ashkenazi, the truth is the Sfaradim have the same problem. It's one of the tainus on the Sfaradim. Usually the Sfaradim's pronunciation and the male modern Hebrew pronunciation is more correct. In most, 98% of the time it's more correct. The problem with the komatz and the patach, one of the rayas that it's not correct. And the truth is, there is a slight difference between the patach and the komatz. Except, you know, the Meshech HaDoiros and the Sfardim, they don't differentiate. Just like we don't differentiate anymore between an ayin and an aleph, and a samach and a sin and a sof. So that got lost also, the fine difference between a komatz and a patach. So they really have the same problem also. But, you know, they have their poiskim, and that's how they pronounce the words, and that's how it is. But the real problem is an Ashkenazi that adopted modern Hebrew, so that's okay. And he adopted it for davening. That's the difference. Some did and some didn't. The more yeshivish elements didn't, but the kippas crowd did. So it's not so bad. It's not bad. The problem is the Shem Hashem, though. It's a problem. The place can really recommend highly that if someone's an Ashkenazi, if he's an Ashkenazi, if he's not Sephardic, then even if he adapted, even for davening, even if he adapted Sephardic pronunciation, he should say the Shem Hashem, oy. He should make an exception for that word. Some poskim say it's not terrible if he doesn't. It's kashayla. I mean, if it's nageya, kashayla. But it's a problematic area. We lost our first mispalel after I became Rav over that. Someone's kid was getting bar mitzvah, and the kid went to a cheder that taught them Sephardic Havara. So at first I said he can't lain Sephardic Havara. We're an Ashkenazi shul. Can't let him lain Sephardic Havara. But then I relented, and I said, okay. But Shem Hashem, he has to say Ashkenazi Kavara. But he wouldn't. He said no. So I said no also. So I left the shul. That was my first loss as a starting pitcher. Okay. Whoops, it's on tape. what can you do? Discussed it with the biggest person in Eretz Yisrael. And I was